1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, I'm John Clayton. Welcome to WDCE FM. We're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond, and you're listening to the Cool Jazz Set. Now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, John. John Clayton. Great bassist, composer, band leader, and a great friend as well. And I'm fortunate to call him that. Thanks for that nice intro, John. And welcome, my friends, to 2 hours of this great American art, modern jazz with taste, just as you like it. Tonight's theme is jazz icons, some of the greats that have made this music so wonderful. And we'll get started with one of those right now. This is John Clayton. And I think you'll enjoy this because he's a co-leader of the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. This is a tune he wrote called I'll Be Serious, Baked Dim Blues. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ray Brown Trio with Gene Harris on piano, Jeff Hamilton on drums. Tonight's show is all about jazz icons. Part one, by the way, we'll do the second part next week. But there's so many great artists that have made so much out of this music, and so many young people have followed them. And Ray Brown is certainly at the top of the list as far as bass players go and band leaders as well. And up next, one of my very favorite artists, and I think yours as well. If you listen to the show, you hear quite a bit of her. And this is Ella Fitzgerald, and there's nobody really that's surpassed her. And this is from a 1966 recording with Marty Pace Orchestra, Ella Fitzgerald singing Thanks for the Memories.
Candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy autumn tunes, and motor trips, and burning lips, and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. And thanks for the memory of sunburns at the shore, nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore. So thank you so much. Thanks for the memory.
and the one and only Oscar Peterson with his trio, including Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen, master drummer. Oscar Peterson's trio was possibly the best jazz trio, this particular group that he had at that time, ever recorded. And a whole lot of jazz fans think that. Okay, and that, by the way, was Liza from his album The Jazz Soul of Oscar Peterson. Up next, a nice quintet. This is Julian Cannonball Adderley with a young Miles Davis on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, and Sam Jones on bass, Art Blakey on drums. And this is Love for Sale. Mm-hmm.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call, and the only heart I own for you and you alone. That's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all.
That's all.
Sarah Vaughan, The Divine One. It's a nice recording she did with a great group. Joe Pass on guitar, Roland Hannah, the pianist, Andy Simpkins on bass, and Harold Jones on drums. Miss Sarah Vaughan, that's all. Here's another jazz icon, and this, we're celebrating a bunch of them tonight. This is Chet Baker, died in 1986, with the Bradley Young Trio, who, and Bradley Young's a pianist, that trio included a friend, Larry Gray. And this was towards the end of Chet Baker's lifetime, but this is a nice recording. My Funny Valentine, the one and only Chet Baker.
My funny valentine, sweet coming valentine. You make me smile with my heart. You look so laughable. Photographable. Yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little? When you open it to speak, oh, you smile. But don't change it for me. Not if you of Valentine's. is your figure less than gay? Is your mouth a little bit weak? When you open it to speak, are you smiling? Not if you care for me. Stay the Valentine. Stay each day of Valentine's Day. Thank you.
and the Bill Mays Quintet from 1985, featuring Bill, of course, on piano, Andy Simpkins, a bassist, Tom Harrell on trumpet, Ralph Moore, tenor sax, and the great Shelly Mann on drums. That was a tune entitled Blues Marks, written by Bill Mays. Without a question, Bill is one of my favorite people in the music business, and he goes way back and played with, he was Sarah Vaughan's pianist for several years and has played with just about everybody. And has great trios and does a lot of recording, and we have most of them, actually. I love to play his music. Up next, this is a 1980 recording, the final Village Vanguard recording by the great Bill Evans and his trio, Mark Johnson on bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums. And here is My Foolish Heart.
Thank you.
the one and only Bill Evans from the last of the Village Vanguard recordings. Okay, we'll finish up this first set of the Cool Jazz set with a classic Nat King Cole recording. I just got this 8 classic albums on 4 CDs, and what a bargain it was too. Amazon has it if you want to check that out. This is Nat King Cole singing Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere.
Anytime, any day, anywhere. Say the word, you'll be heard. I'll be there. Makes no difference where it leads me. I'll come running if you need me. Anytime, any day, anywhere. No difference where it leads me. I'll come running if you need me. Anytime, any day.